Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Sweat, TCG Edition by Lynn Nottage is a Pulitzer Prize-winning contemporary play that examines the human cost of industrial decline in Reading, Pennsylvania. A once stable working-class community shaped by factory labor, union tensions, and economic insecurity. First produced in the mid-2010s and published by Theater Communications Group, the play uses a bar as its central setting to show how friendships, family ties, and local identity are strained when layoffs, lockouts, and competition for scarce work begin to reshape everyday life. Nottage draws on extensive research and interviews, but the play is not documentary in form. It is a tightly constructed drama that uses time shifts and layered character relationships to reveal how economic pressure can distort trust and turn neighbors against one another. Its purpose is both artistic and social. It dramatizes how deindustrialization affects ordinary people, while also questioning the broader systems that make such damage possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deindustrialization as a social and emotional crisis, not just an economic one. The play is rooted in the collapse of manufacturing employment in Reading, Pennsylvania, and it treats that collapse as more than a backdrop for private conflict. Nottage shows how factory closures, layoffs, and reduced bargaining power reach into every part of community life, affecting housing, health, family stability, and self-worth. The drama makes clear that the loss of work is also the loss of a shared social world. Characters do not simply become unemployed. They lose a framework that once gave them routine, status, and mutual dependence. This is why the setting matters so much. The bar functions as a place where workers once relaxed together after shifts. But as the crisis deepens, the same space becomes a site of resentment, suspicion, and regret. The play's strength lies in connecting large-scale economic change to intimate psychological fallout. Instead of presenting deindustrialization as an abstract policy issue, it shows how quickly it can reorder relationships and produce a sense of abandonment that is both material and moral. Secondly, the bar as a pressure chamber for class identity and community loyalty. Nearly all of the major action unfolds in a local bar, and that choice gives the play unusual concentration. The bar is not only a realistic working-class gathering place, it is also a symbolic enclosure where people cannot escape the economic forces shaping their lives. Inside that space, characters drink, argue, remember, and measure one another against shared history. Because the bar is a social commons, it allows Nottage to stage how class identity is performed through speech, habits, and loyalty to place. The same setting also exposes how fragile that identity becomes when jobs disappear. The bar preserves memory, but it also traps the characters in a cycle of repetition, where old grievances return under new conditions. By limiting the action to this single location, the play sharpens the sense that the community is inwardly divided, even when it appears familiar and close-knit. The result is a dramatic environment where personal history and public crisis are inseparable, and where every conversation carries the weight of economic survival. Thirdly, friendship under strain when labor insecurity turns co-workers into rivals. One of the play's central concerns is how long-standing friendships can collapse when a shrinking economy forces people to compete against each other. The characters begin the play with shared memories, mutual affection, and a sense of belonging that seems durable because it has been built over years of work and everyday routine. But as pressure increases, trust becomes difficult to maintain. Promotions, absenteeism, union decisions, and changing workplace hierarchies alter how people see one another. Nottage is careful not to reduce this collapse to simple villainy. Instead, she shows how insecurity makes people interpret ordinary decisions as betrayals. A friend who gains an advantage can suddenly appear disloyal, even if the gain was earned legitimately. This dynamic gives the play its tragic force, because the conflict is not only between workers and management, but also within the workers' own circle. The emotional damage comes from the fact that these people know one another intimately, which means every accusation cuts deeper. The play therefore becomes a study of how economic fear corrodes solidarity from the inside. Fourthly, race, ethnicity, and resentment as accelerants of workplace division. Sweat carefully shows that economic decline does not affect all workers in the same way, even when they share the same job site or neighborhood. Racial and ethnic tensions intensify the divisions created by layoffs and shrinking opportunity, turning scarcity into suspicion. The play makes visible how privilege, exclusion, and resentment can attach themselves to labor conflict, especially when workers interpret another person's advancement through the lens of identity rather than fairness. Nottage does not present race as a secondary issue added to the economic plot. She shows it as part of the structure of the conflict. The characters' assumptions about one another are shaped by history, local prejudice, and the fear that there are too few rewards to go around. This helps explain why the play resonates as a broader American social critique. It suggests that industrial decline can expose unresolved racial fault lines that may have been easier to ignore during more prosperous times. The drama therefore asks audiences to consider how class solidarity can fail when workers are encouraged to see one another as competitors defined by race or background, instead of shared vulnerability. Lastly, time shifts and withheld events create a tragedy of foreknowledge. The play's structure is one of its most important artistic features. It moves between an earlier period and the later aftermath of deep economic damage, allowing the audience to understand the long arc of decline rather than experience events in a strictly linear way. This time, jump design creates dramatic irony. Viewers gradually learn where the characters will end up, even as the earlier scenes reveal how ordinary frustrations and minor tensions accumulate into catastrophe. That structure makes the play feel inevitable, without making it simplistic. The audience sees how many small decisions, missed warnings, and social adjustments contribute to the eventual breakdown. Nottage also withholds certain events until late in the play, which gives the drama a forensic quality. Instead of relying on surprise, she builds meaning through context, so that the eventual violence feels both shocking and depressingly plausible. This is why the play is often described as devastating, rather than merely realistic. Its form mirrors its subject. Once a community enters a downward spiral, the consequences are not immediate in a single moment, but they become impossible to reverse. In conclusion, Sweat is best suited for readers and theatergoers interested in contemporary American drama, labor history, social realism, and plays that examine how economic systems shape private life. It will be especially valuable for readers who want a work that is both emotionally direct and structurally disciplined, since Nottage combines clear character writing with a carefully controlled dramatic design. The play offers practical intellectual value as well. It helps readers think about deindustrialization, class resentment, community fragility, and the limits of solidarity under pressure. In the classroom, it works well for discussions of labor, race, and the ethics of representation. In performance, it gives audiences a vivid sense of how social change can be staged through ordinary conversation and domestic tension. What distinguishes Sweat from many other plays about hardship is its refusal to reduce working-class life to either despair or nostalgia. It presents ordinary people as complex, contradictory, and historically situated, while also keeping the larger economic system clearly in view. That balance between human detail and social critique is what makes the play stand out in its genre. If you would like to support Lynn Nottage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.